the boys are looking forward just to get back playing football, and there was a lot of stuff going on since the All-Ireland final, but I think they kind of missed the group dynamic and getting back to, you know, what we're most comfortable doing, and that's training and playing football. And, you know, it's just been a kind of a steady progression, you know, since the holiday, and we've built it up slightly every day, and we'll hope to do that over the next 3 weeks as well. And it's obviously a big game for us. It's Kildare and Croke Park, and we want to sort of give ourselves the best opportunity to go out and give a good performance in that game, because we'd feel, you know, the first couple of matches would be important.
Yeah, and you found out that last year very early in the league that probably you were a little bit behind, that you hadn't maybe enough work done. Are you going to make up for that this year, or...?
Well, I think that the boys have taken better care of themselves in this off-season, even though we won the Ireland this year, than last year, and I think that we're in better shape now than we would have been this time last year, although that wasn't good shape. You know, we weren't good at the beginning of the year last year. We lost our two first league games, as you said there. So, but, you know, we'd be reasonably happy with them in training, that, you know, they're not overly fatiguing early, and, you know, they're working hard, and they're by no means there, but at least we're heading in that direction now. And we have a good focus as well, in terms of, you know, the first game, it's a quality side, it's in Croke Park, so that gives us a good focus in terms of the training, which is important as well.
And what's the itinerary for the next couple of weeks now, because you never find that coming?
No, that's right. No, very similar, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and trying to manage the weekend as best we can between intensity and game plan, because it's back-to-back sessions, and just build now in the next 2 weeks, and probably just go one night the week of the game and travel on the Friday night and get ready for the match, and hopefully we can put in a good performance.
Yeah, and of course the National League, as you said, the eight best teams in the country are in it. You have only three games at home, you have four away, which makes it even more difficult.
Oh, absolutely, but I suppose they're all difficult games anyway, Tom, you know, and you know, it's going to be very, very good competition in that division this year, and I suppose that's what you want. You know, I think that's what stood to us last year, to be honest with you. You know, playing Cork and Kerry and Dublin and these teams in the league was a great benchmark in terms of where we were at ourselves, and we knew we were building fitness, and we knew we were moving forward, but these other teams were a wee bit ahead of us because they were faster and sharper earlier in the season. So it gives you a good indication of where you're at for the championship. It definitely does. And I suppose the approach will be very similar to last year. We'll be looking to initially try and pick up enough points to stay in the division, and then after that maybe experiment more with the team and look at different things, and hopefully we can do that.
So it's retain your Division 1 status and then focus on the end of May.
Well, I think the focus is on the end of May, full stop. You know, we'll just be using the league to try and build towards that, you know, and we've made no apologies about that for the last number of years. The bottom line for us is championship football, and, you know, we're Ulster champions, and our first competition is the Ulster Championship, and, you know, we want to try and do well in that competition again, and, you know, there's no bigger game than Tyrone in the first round. I think it's the game of the round, across the country, and our full focus is on that, and you know, it'll not be long coming in either, and it's just important now that we use the National League to build what we started off 2 years ago. There's a lot of things we want to implement within the group that we didn't get a chance to do last year. That's going to take a period of time to embed the new things that we want to bring forward and try and retain the other stuff. And hopefully then you can get up to a level in training that you're confident they can deliver in championship football, and then the acid test will be the 26th of May.